Right, we're here at Wagga, but I am catching up with Alan Jones, and I will say this is a take two because I forgot to hit the audio buttons on, but Alan Jones or Alan Butley, hello.
How you going?
I'm very, very well. We're discussing plenty of things, but we might start on the, I suppose, the training side of things up here. Firstly, how long you guys, well, one, you've been together for 12 years, but how long you guys been training together?
We've probably been training together for about 8 or 9 years, yeah.
Do you enjoy it? Like it's a funny one because I ask that question because sometimes, you know, you enjoy each other's company, but working together and also you're not just working together because, you know, the horses, you've got to get the results, you know, to put, you know, food on the table, yeah. Basically, don't you?
Definitely. It's can be very touch and go some days. We do enjoy working together, but yeah, we definitely butt heads. But you have to sort of remember when, once you get to that back gate and go into the house, you've got to sort of leave all of that behind and yeah, clean slate when you walk in the house and remember that you are together and you do love each other, even if you do want to throw feed buckets at each other some mornings.
Just because, yeah, because the clash. Who is the boss in the stables?
Definitely me.
I'm glad you answered that. He's nowhere near here. We'll know if he does watch it. Your stable's getting bigger and bigger. I think I saw there about the last 6 years, I reckon, you've trained. I was going to say last year was your best year, but you had 58 winners about 5 or 6 years ago, but you've consistently been around that between 50 and 60 mark.
Yeah, I think that the year that we had the 58, that was sort of that extended, you know, COVID year. But we aim to get 50 every year and then also aim to go better than we did the previous year. So we always, yeah, set the benchmark at 50 and sort of anything we get over that is just a bonus.
And it's working at the minute?
Yes, it's definitely working at the minute. We're very lucky we have a really good team behind us. Yep. So we've got two young junior drivers that work for us, Kai Bloomfield. He's with us full time, and then his friend Harvey, he just comes up on the weekends. And then we've got our sister-in-law, Sarah, who is worth her weight in gold. She comes up and does boxes and waters and all the little things that we don't have time for.
It makes it a lot easier. We'll discuss and we'll get onto that at the end of it about the family and how big it is. How many horses do you use work?
We've got 18 in work at the moment. We have the capacity there for 20. So there's one freeloader who's just a show pony. He's taken up much to Blake's disgust. And we've got one hospital case who's just hanging out there.
just to say there. Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy getting up and working the horses together and you know, like clashing in a way, but also, I suppose, you know, sort of trying to push each other to get better?
Definitely do enjoy it, and we don't mind throwing a bit of banter around, pushing each other to get better. We have a very good working relationship. I know there's probably some people who would say, they hear us spatting all the time, but it is all in fun and games, and we do enjoy working together, that's for sure.
You said that you've been at your new place about 3 years?
Yep, sorry.
No, you're right. What's the new place? Because I was hoping to get there this morning, but unfortunately it just didn't work out that way. But what does the place consist of?
So we brought it 3 years ago. We actually bought it off Kai, who works for us. He's Pop. So he trained thoroughbreds there. So it's backs onto the Narendra racecourse. So there's 20 boxes and yards there, a beautiful big barn. We put in a walker. And backs onto the Narendra racecourse. So we have access to the racecourse. They've got a fantastic 1700 metre sand track, which they let us use. And then they also let us put in our own 800 metre track inside of the gallops track. So it's perfect, really. Yeah.
How many gallopers work there?
Three.
Oh, so it's more your private track.
Yeah, so it's pretty much our private track. The guys that do have gallopers there are lovely. Like, we work around each other, and they sort of send us a text when they come up, and we just work around each other. But yeah, it's actually a really lovely little community there.
Do they still race at Narendra?
They have 3 meetings a year, and it takes 1 minute and 26 seconds to walk from my back door to the bar.
I don't even know. Yeah, no, that's got to be a good thing for the owners. Come to the races, come to the stable thing on a race day, and you can have a great day out.
Yeah, definitely. We always say we should have a sort of Christmas in July party there and invite all the owners and head over to the gallops in July. But we haven't got there yet, but maybe we will this year.
I'll throw a different one at you. I go to New Zealand, and they have a lot of grass track racing. Here's one for New South Wales. Narendra is your first harness track, because you already got some horses based there, so that they are a little bit differently. This year, How's it tracking along for you? You've got a couple of nice horses. I think, is it Glenn? I don't know. How do you say the first part of that horse's name?
Glenleddy Elvis.
Glenleddy Elvis. He's won 5. So obviously he's a pin-up boy at the minute.
He's definitely a pin-up boy at the minute, especially after he won the Albury Cup. That was probably one of our biggest wins. We won the regional race here with Brooklyn Bridge last year, but this was sort of our first big win in open class, and it was very exciting. Especially, like, it was a bit emotional too, because Blake and Jack's grandfather actually passed away the next day, but he was, he watched the race, and then he passed away the next day. So it was very emotional, but very exciting too.
The way you're saying that, I gather he was, no one's expected to die, but it wasn't unexpected that he did pass away?
No, he had been sick for quite a while, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least, I mean, it's a lasting memory that Blake and that are going to be able to have, and you'll have for the rest of your life.
Yeah, definitely. He was right into the trots, and Blake wouldn't be in it if it wasn't for his grandfather. And he was also a big supporter of mine. Like, I actually drove my first winner for Blake's grandpa, so very special man. Yeah, everyone loved him.
Were you and him an item at the time, or was that maybe something that might have sparked the friendship?
No, we were an item at the time, yes.
Well, that's okay. You don't drive a lot anymore, though. You're driving a couple today.
I don't have any drives
today. Oh, you don't have any drives? No. I thought you had any, but you do drive a couple or not?
I do drive a couple every now and then. I probably leave it more up to Blake and the young fellas now, but I don't mind. I still love getting out there and trying to show the boys how it's done.
So you'll keep your license? You're not giving it away?
Yeah, no, definitely not giving it away. I'll be holding on to that one.
There's a lot of Allens in this industry. There's a Rickson and there's also a Tormey, and I reckon it's a Tormey that's driving here today. That's the one that actually caught me out, I think. So I did have a look at it. How are you going for winners this year?
I don't.
You're on track? Are you on track to beat your 60, you think?
Yeah, we've probably had a bit of a slower start to the year, but I think we can still get there. Like, we've got a lot of horses about that are coming back that are ready to race within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we can get to 60 this year.
Yeah, Mick Boots is a great supporter of yours and looks after you guys terrifically, buys horses for you as well. Must be great. And it must also push us on to sort of say, right, we've got a crack. Let's try and keep improving. Do you have a goal? Like, do you want to keep doing what you're doing now, or would you like to get bigger and better?
We're probably really comfortable with the numbers that we have, but we definitely want to crack that Group 1. Like, just, we definitely want to crack that Group 1 winner. Hopefully it's not too far away, but yeah, Mick's definitely a really big supporter of ours, and also Ray Moore as well, who's from West Lyell. And Ray is really good to us.
Yep.
So we're lucky that we have two such big owners and then a really good bunch of sort of smaller owners as well, yeah.
Do you enjoy the game? You're going to answer this yes, but do you enjoy it as a young person, a young couple trying to, you know, because it's a business. I think a lot of people got to look at what they do a little bit differently. It is a business. Do you enjoy running a small business like what you're doing and enjoy the way that New South Wales harness racing is heading?
Definitely. We definitely enjoy the business side of things. It's a hard slog. Like, it's 24/7, but if we didn't enjoy it, we definitely wouldn't be doing it. But we're definitely kicking goals. Like, we've set ourselves up on our, we own our property and all of that. We do enjoy it, yes. I don't know if I could ever just walk away from it though. Once it's in your blood, it's in there, isn't it?
Well, it's hard. And we were talking there at the start when I didn't hit record. Well, I did hit record, I just didn't hit return the audio on. But we're talking there about the family and things like that. And it is hard for you because you are very family orientated. Albeit they're not that far away. What is Shepparton? Be less than 3 hours, or is it 3 hours?
It's 3 hours. Shepparton's 3 hours, yeah.
And that gets you to Beck, and then you've got a little bit further to go to Leith. Not much further to go there. Dad's a bit closer than that. But still a long way away from your immediate family.
It is. I am far away from them. I do talk to Beck and Lisa and Kylie, you know, every 10 minutes there's a message coming through from one of them. But I do miss them. Like, I don't really get to spend a lot of time down there. And if we do get to do it, go down there, you know, it's sort of to the races and you say a quick hello and then you bugger off again because you've got so much to do. But we do talk every day, which is really nice. And I love it when I tune into all their races and, you know, and watch them. And
That's what I was going to ask, because like I spoke to Lisa the other night at Melton after she had a win, and I was going to say, like, do you watch, you know, sort of from afar, but also, like, do you cheer, you cheer in, tune in and tune in, cheer up, talk about every race? Obviously, the answer is yes.
Yes, definitely. I try to tune in to all of their races, and if I don't, I'll go back and watch the replay or check the results. Yeah, I love following them and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah. We said there before about the family, and here in New South Wales, you're away from your family. Blake brings a pretty big family with him, and not just his immediate family, cousins, second cousins, and there's so many other people there as well involved. It must make it a little bit easier if you do get homesick.
Yeah, definitely. I get along really well with all of Blake's brothers and sisters, and like I said, we've got his sister-in-law. She comes and gives us a hand, and she's got a couple of little tackers that they like to come around and help with the horses as well. So if you're ever feeling homesick, there's always plenty of Blake's nieces and nephews to kidnap for a day or two.
And then, as we said before, you got to be very careful around here who you do pick on and who you don't pick on. It's quite funny, one just went past before, and Jack, he's actually from up here too, so you'd think that he's a Victorian and he'd have relatives up here. There'd be probably plenty of them.
Yeah, there's plenty of his relatives around here too. Definitely.
There's his old stompy can, or you're in Quinny, I think, is where they say there's a sign up. Oh, there's not really, but we'll just say that just to make him feel good. Al, thank you. Pity I couldn't get to your place. I would have loved to have got there and had a look, especially now you've teased me and said it's on a galloping track.
Next time.
I like getting a bit of insight. Yeah, I come through here quite a lot, so I might actually try and do that. You're only, an hour from here? Less than an hour from Wagga, so that part's good. Do you mind the travel? Does the travel worry you?
It used to, but now we're so used to it, it's nothing anymore, yeah.
How far to Menangle?
Menangle is 6 hours, yeah.
That's a big trip.
Yeah, it is a big trip, but you got to do it.
Just quickly, Elvis tomorrow night?
He's pulled up really well after his Albury win.
Got a good draw?
He has a good draw. I do think that he's definitely up to it, yeah.
Yep. And then you got one in the Derby, which I don't know the name of.
Mr. Bondi is
Oh, of course. I know the horse from New Zealand. I actually knew him, Logan Hollis and Shane Robbs. Yeah. They had him, lovely horse, and he's arrived in good fettle, and he's done a great job for you.
Yeah, he won the Breeders' Plate. Yeah. He is a quirky little bugger, but I do love him. Like, he can be an absolute rat bag, and you just want to push him out the front gate some days, but he's got plenty of speed, and I think he's going to do a really good job.
Yeah, looked very impressive early on, so yeah. Well, thank you. I enjoyed the chat. Thanks for giving me 5 minutes of time, and as I said, next time we'll get out to the farm. And we snuck out here because we had a lot of people annoying us. It's very quiet out the back here, isn't it?
Definitely. It gets pretty rowdy in that shed, but it's nice out the back here.
Thank you very much. Just swallowed a fly.
I think
What a way to sign an interview off!